So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Welcome back, Noon Hour, the Connor Hamper Show. You're on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. Creighton. I knew it was going to happen. I just shoved a whole bunch of popcorn in my mouth during the break. There was one more bag out there. I had to take it. It'd been long enough.
Miss Cynthia took the time to make it, and we take the time to eat it.
Well, yeah, we sit around.
Oh, got you good. Got you good on that one.
We sit around like, I don't know. We just sit there and wait. And if the popcorn doesn't go, that's the problem. If the popcorn doesn't go by a certain time, we're pouncing. We're jumping all over.
Yeah.
So half hour ago, I looked. There was two bags left. And I go, Josh, I got you. I got my eye in two bags. He said, Josh was really nice. And he said, give it a little bit longer. And I agreed. So I waited until noon, and I said, anything that's out there is mine now. And there is only one left, and it became mine. So sorry, Josh.
Oh, that's okay. I'm still working on my first bag. Okay. And I bought a bag of popcorn at CVS this morning.
Already so. Down half the 3/4 of the second bag.
Good for you.
During the break, that's why I just choked him. Creighton back in action tomorrow against Villanova.
Hopefully they don't choke in action, am I right?
I'm concerned. I have concern. I talked about this yesterday. By the way, you can hear a full breakdown on the remaining schedules of the Big East contenders on this week's version of the 1620 The Jays podcast. I go,
whoa.
That's right. Brought to you by Barry Law. I get in a little more depth on some of the things we're gonna talk about here. But looking at the top four contenders, so you have Xavier, Marquette 10-2, Providence is 9-3, and then Creighton is 8-3 at the moment. The schedule and how it sort of breaks for the Blue Jays is sort of interesting. And I got to say, it's not, and we've been talking about Creighton and their opportunity to, you know, still win a Big East title, which they, the good thing is they can play their way into it. They have UConn at home still, who's 6-6 in the league. I don't know that I would consider them a league contender at this point, but they're always a tough team to play. Creighton gets Marquette at home. Obviously, that game is going to be huge. They still have Georgetown at home, which you would assume is a win. They still have DePaul one more time to finish out the season. That's on the road to finish up, although you can't take road wins for granted. Creighton goes to Seton Hall. Villanova twice is a tricky deal. Nebraska. Creighton, you know, I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park. Now, I think Creighton's feeling pretty good about themselves right now, but Villanova is going to be a different team now with Justin Moore back in the lineup. And now he's had a couple games under his belt, and I'm not saying Villanova is just back to being Villanova, because they still are a little light in the spot where they're always so good, which is point guard. They just haven't figured that out.
And Jay Wright ain't walking through that door.
I don't know if anybody knows any Villanova fans out there, but I have a fun troll suggestion for you guys. If you bump into one on Saturday, or if you bump into one in public in general, just say the name Chris Archidiakono. Now, we remember Chris's brother, Ryan, who is pretty good. Chris has been on the team for a few years now. He's taken on a little bit more responsibility variably year by year. They don't like Chris. They don't like Chris. And he still has to sort of, you know, help them out. They have another freshman point guard in Mark Armstrong who, you know, was coming along a little bit. But you look at the rest of their starting lineup with, I mean, Slater, and then young, talented guy in Whitmore, Dixon, Daniels. These guys are starters on a Final Four team from last year. You know, that's not talked about enough. And now you're getting Justin Moore back, who was a starter on a Final Four team last year. And you look at their record and say, well, they're 10-12. Like, what are we supposed to do with this information? I don't like the fact that Creighton has to play them twice down the stretch. It doesn't sound fun. Doesn't sound particularly fun, because what happens is if you lose to them, which is certainly possible because of that talent that I just mentioned, now they don't have Jay Wright and they don't have consistent enough point guard play. So they're, you know, not quite as much of a threat as they usually are. It's been really tough for them to close out games this year. They've had opportunities to, they just haven't done it. But that's not the team that I want to be playing two times down the stretch, because if you lose to them, you don't really get credit all that much for winning the game. If you lose to them, then it hurts the resume, when realistically they're going to end up being probably a different team than they were for the majority of the year, they have been this year. So that sort of works against Creighton a little bit. I don't know that I would put their chances, the Jays' chances at winning the Big East outright regular season, all that good at the moment. With that being said, they are hot. They've won five in a row. They got through Georgetown, whatever that means. And that UConn game next Saturday, no assumptions, because I think the next two are tricky in and of themselves. Villanova, and then you go to Newark next week, and that's never an easy team to play, or an easy place to play. But I was unimpressed with Seton Hall when they came to Omaha. Just their lack of offense, and they're a bad matchup for Creighton because of Creighton, what they do with their defense and Kalkbrenner and all that stuff. And that was when Creighton was getting their feet back under them a little bit, with Kalkbrenner coming back. So the next two are tricky, but UConn at home next Saturday is going to be huge. That's a huge game. It's a rivalry, right? Those teams have a history together. They don't like each other. There's some bad blood, I suppose. There's chatter amongst the two teams, the big man rivalry, that whole thing. The crowd will be hot on Saturday. That'll be a lot of fun. So if you want to hear a little bit more of that in depth on each of those four teams and their chances to win the Big East Conference, you can hear that on this week's version of the 1620 The Jays podcast, along with Lauren Jensen, Creighton women's basketball, and the Creighton tennis coach, Tom Lilly, on the pod this week. You can hear that every Friday morning. So it's a stripe out tomorrow at the Chai.
Yeah, how do we think this is going to go?
I'll be curious. I just think you have to, like, and Creighton gets off the hook because they do such a good job with the pink out game. And they give everybody pink shirts, and, you know, their sponsors come through for them and all that stuff. But you have, if you really want to do the stripe out, if you really want to do it, you got to give them shirts. And I don't think that's the case here. I don't think that's happening. They're just requesting that you wear the shirt that your tickets are located in.
Like, I have to look up what section I'm in and what color that section is.
That's right.
Is there a graphic out there on Twitter or something?
There is.
Okay.
But you have to.
I assumed so. Don't get me wrong.
You scroll, and they're throwing it out there a few times. So, just if you are behind either of the baskets, you're blue. You're blue. Now you got to watch very carefully and when you're on the sides, because it sort of alternates.
Okay.
But I'm in a blue section tomorrow. I was going to wear blue anyway, but I'll be in a blue section tomorrow.
Well, good. Good for you.
I'm a guy, when I go to the Creighton games too, I like to
I like the experience.
I like to stand up and hang out at the, you know, I like to socialize a little bit.
The Bud Bar or whatever it's called.
The Bud Bar. That's exactly right. I was very sad to miss Dollar Beer Night last week when I was sick.
That's right.
Seriously. Because and I am a guy who prides myself on the fact that I don't get sick very often. And I had to miss two of my favorite games this year because I was sick both times. I was sick for the Nebraska game, and I was sick for this game, the Dollar Beer Night game. What's wrong with me?
Very sad.
Yeah, I was extremely disappointed by that. So Creighton tomorrow against Villanova, the tip-off is at 6:30, Saturday evening start time for Creighton basketball. For Nebraska, they are back at home for the first time, what feels like a long time, on Sunday against Penn State. And that is your preview on Nebraska basketball against Penn State.
Good preview.
It sucks because you look, and Penn State is the shining example of this. You look at these other teams around the Big Ten, and you're like, okay, they hired Micah Shrewsbury, who obviously didn't come in with a ton of fanfare as an assistant. And you're like, okay, what's Penn State doing here? I thought they've been having some pretty decent success over the last few years with Pat Chambers, and it just, you know, it came to an end. So what's the direction of Penn State basketball? And guess what? 2 years, all of a sudden Penn State's like, Penn State's a top 50 team. They're in the, you know, they're firmly in the mix for the NCAA tournament. That's it. You look at them and say, that's a good basketball team. Mm-hmm. It can happen quickly. So that's who Nebraska gets tomorrow at home. Sunday. Wonder what kind of crowd they'll get at PBA on Sunday. I don't know. Maybe
could start to turn
a little of this, a little of that.
Good weather, not a lot on TV that day.
Yeah, week before the Super Bowl, no NFL to deal with, anything like that.
I mean, the Pro Bowl games, Connor. Come on.
Oh yeah, do you want to do your little Pro Bowl breakdown?
I'm prepared.
All right, we could do that coming up because I actually had some things that I liked about the skills competition.
Hot take: I had a lot that I liked about it.
Oh, good. All right. We can talk about that. Anything you guys have, 951-1620. Comment on our YouTube page, 1620thezone.com. Comment there. Or you can email Connor at 1620thezone.com, the Equitable Bank inbox. Yippee comments on our YouTube.
Hi, Yippee.
Connor goes to the game just to have fun and socialize. Not a real fan. Well, I watch all the games on TV.
This isn't fun. This is business, Connor. It is February. You know what's after February?
I'm going to be root. I'm going to root for the home team, Josh.
Sounds like you're rooting for alcohol, Connor.
I am rooting for alcohol. That's damn right, Josh. What's a problem with that?
Poll question, are you rooting for alcohol?
No, I'm going to be, I'm rooting for alcohol. I'm rooting for the home team. And if they don't win, it's a shame. But yes, going to sporting events can be a social thing too. Does this make me a worse person? Yippee would say yes. I would say it's pretty normal.
Do you have a group? Like, yes. I know if I go to the Creighton game, I'm going to see Joe. Joe's going to be at the Creighton game. I'm going to make sure I get a little FaceTime with Joe.
For this particular, it's a tradition because I have a buddy who went to Villanova, and so and lives here, and we're going to, we as a group, go to the Villanova game and give him crap every year. Sometimes it doesn't work out to our advantage, but there's a group, and there's a bit of a tradition brewing.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Thank you.
Nice Saturday night.
And I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to root for the home team and for booze. Yes.
Big Fox, Gus Johnson in the house. Let's make this a big deal.
Yeah.
John Bishop, the superior call.
I saw a March Madness TikTok of a whole bunch of gusgasms over the years from March Madness.
Hell yeah.
My body is ready. I'm ready. Now, you say what you want about Gus Johnson, but there's nothing like, I mean, he doesn't know what he's talking about, but there's nothing like him screaming when a basketball goes in the hoop during March Madness. That's good stuff. I don't think he's been doing games in recent years, but always fun highlights to go back and watch. All right.
Very quickly.
Yes.
I have a Chinese spy balloon update.
Oh, very important.
The Pentagon. Uh-oh. You're familiar with the Pentagon?
Have they commented?
They have. They have said the balloon continues to move eastward and that it is, quote, currently over the center of the continental United States.
So it's in Kansas City.
It's in Kansas City.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Brian emailed and he was like, "What did you were talking about this balloon? Can you send me the link?
What's your source on that?"
It's the National Weather Service Twitter account and now the Pentagon, pretty rock solid, if I may add.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more coming back on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
So you've got an idea for a business, the store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out: everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.